Okay, this is someone I haven't heard of, Deborah Crombie.
Yes, that's right. I hadn't heard of her before either. But I was drawn to this particular book, which is called No Mark Upon Her, by the blurb, because the story is set around rowing on the Thames at Henley. And I'm a member of the Deben Rowing Club at Woodbridge, so this context appealed to me, so I thought I'd give it a go. The book opens from the perspective of a young woman who's out on the river in her single scull, and it's dusk, there's no one else around. She's an elite rower, a potential Olympic champion, but she's decisions to make regarding her career, and we learn something of these dilemmas as she's focusing on the rhythm of her rowing. And it's a beautiful descriptive piece to open the book with, and you feel tremendous empathy and connection with this character. Even though you know what happens next, you can't quite believe it, because as the reader you've identified with her so closely. And she's murdered.
Oh, no. So you get to know her. There she is, and then she's gone.
That's right. Oh. So it's a crime novel. The police are called in to investigate her death, and the man in charge is Detective Superintendent Duncan Kincaid. He's returning to duty from celebrating his marriage to a fellow police officer, Detective Inspector Gemma James. The author has written a number of novels based around cases where this couple are sent to investigate. And I've since read another of these set in Grantchester and Cambridge. And it doesn't really matter in which order you read them. You just have to work out what stage in the relationship the couple have reached. But the author is an American, and she spent many years in Britain. And her books seem very well researched for the detail in all their settings. And they're not gory or violent, but you enjoy the puzzle, the revelation of the incidents in the suspects' lives and their relationships, and knowing ultimately, though, that there will be a resolution. So I just found it very good escapist reading. You know that you're in safe hands because the mystery will be solved. And you keep turning the pages because you want to know more and work out perhaps the whodunit before the detective.
And maybe it's because you liked this woman so much, you are sort of already investing in the result, aren't you?
That's right, yes.
It's interesting because murder mysteries, I don't know whether they come into that category, I suppose it does really, are so popular, aren't they, that I'm surprised I haven't heard of her.
Well, I know.
Or is it there are so many?
I suppose so. And sometimes I think it takes a while for them to emerge. So perhaps if they haven't had the marketing investment, it is a case of word of mouth. So it's more people telling other people this is a good one to try, and eventually they get more of a profile, I think. But yeah, she hasn't had much attention to date. But I do recommend people giving her a try. I think
sounds like a good holiday read as well, doesn't
yeah,
it?
That
sort of thing
so.
As well. Excellent. Okay, so No Mark Upon Her by Deborah Crombie.